ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. த திங்ஸ் வி கேன்ட் சீ நவ் வில் லாஸ்ட் ஃபார் எவர். வென் காட் கிரியேட்டட் ஆடம் அண்ட் ஈவ், ஹி கிராண்டட் தெம் த ஃப்ரீடம் டு சூஸ் பிட்வீன் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் லைஃப். ஹேட் தே சோசன் லைஃப், இட் வுட் ஹவ் மென்ட் லிவிங் இன் காட்ஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் ஃபார் இட்டர்னிட்டி. இன்ஸ்டெட் தே சோஸ் நாலேஜ். தேர் ஹங்கர் டு நோ மோர் has since been humanity's greatest temptation. That is why it is important to remember that we must have faith in the unseen reality. Faith in Jesus is utterly transformational, both now and into eternity. Death is merely the absence of life, just as darkness is the absence of light. We, the servants of Jesus, are jars of clay containing the world's greatest treasure. We have the most powerful message in the world. God does not want people looking at the jars. He wants them to look at the treasure. God has deliberately put the treasure in jars of clay. We carry this precious message around in the unadorned clay pots of ordinary lives. That is to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us. Start today by believing in God's character. He is who He says. He will do what He says. The gospel is unseen and inward, but the power of the gospel is undeniably manifested in ways that are hard to explain. Do not look at the visible things, but look at the invisible. There is no contradiction in this statement, because looking is not the faculty of the eye, but heart. Seeing, on the other hand, is the act of the body, not the spirit. Hence, the writer of Hebrews defines faith to be the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Apostle Paul puts emphasis on this by saying, "We walk by faith and not by sight." The pleasure that is seen is intermingled with pain, but the eternal pleasures that are unseen are far beyond the imagination of a mortal mind, and only through faith can we get a glimpse of what God has in store for every believing soul. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Remember, my friends, heaven is not just our destination, but it is also our motivation. Shall we pray? Blessed Lord, Almighty God, how great is your goodness towards us. Your ways are higher than ours. We pray this day by the power of your Spirit, help us to live and love like Jesus, trusting in the unseen reality, in obedience to your word and your will. In your blessed name we pray, Lord. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.